With about 30% of the nation's spring wheat harvested and the nation's winter wheat harvest virtually complete in most states, Jim Sullivan, the executive vice president of the Lease Group, says there are questions about quality that still need to be answered, but he expects it to be better than previously thought. And he says that will be important worldwide.
The world definitely needs milling quality wheat. We've had issues in the Baltics, Germany and Poland. We've certainly had issues in France. And so the world, we know in the past, those rare times when the world has to come to the world's warehouse person in the United States and Canada, that prices can get really wild very quickly. So if there is a story to be told, a demand story to be told, it's potentially in the United States. And I think that's why milling quality wheat, hard red winter wheat, could be the story of the future.
And it's not just quality issues at play, but political issues as well.
We talked about the complacency of the Black Sea War. We talked about production problems in Russia. I think there's more headlines out today from Russia about their production problems. And we talked about how some shippers want to avoid the very successful Ukrainian ports and stick with the river ports of Romania for their wheat acquisition in that part of the world. And then you have the Red Sea War and the Houthis supplemented by the Sudanese. So you've got a lot of issues around the world, and that you also have India. I believe India domestic food prices punched through $9. Once again, India could be a net importer of wheat for the first time in a while, to be determined. So you've got export demand bottoming out. And I think with any kind of bottom in corn and beans, wheat is set to recover.
Sullivan was speaking during an NCI market update from the Northern Crops Institute. I'm Sabrina Halverson.